Welcome to the Grace for All Daily Devotional Podcast, produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad to have you with us. Today we are starting a new series of episodes we are calling Songs of the Spirit. Throughout the month of May, we will be highlighting stories from our personal lives, from scriptures, and from historical records to show the importance of music and song in our journey of faith. We Methodists love music and hymns, and we love to sing and make music. We hope these episodes will demonstrate that love and also the love we feel toward all who listen.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him. Psalm 98, verse 1. In July of 1725, a young man named John was born in London, England. His mother brought him up in the Christian faith, but she died when he was 7 years old. By the age of 11, John was regularly accompanying his father, a merchant ship captain, at sea. He joined the Royal Navy at age 18, where he quickly became a problem. After attempting to desert his post, he was placed on a passing slave ship and ended up a slave himself in West Africa. He escaped and became a mate on a slave ship and eventually became a master navigator. The faith John's mother instilled in him had long since waned, but on one fateful voyage it came back to him as he was steering a nearly waterlogged ship through a fierce storm. His conversion was completed due to the influence of his wife Mary, and after reading The Imitation of Christ by Thomas A. Kempis. After he ended his career at sea, he became an Anglican clergyman and served a congregation for over 40 years. He also became an outspoken abolitionist and was a force behind the eventual abolition of slavery in England. Later, John began to write hymns. He went on to write over 300 hymns, many of which are still sung today. For his New Year's Day sermon in 1773, John Newton wrote a song as a compliment to his message. He titled the song, Faith's Review and Expectation. We sing the song under a different title. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Perhaps remembering his conversion while at sea, he wrote, 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed.'" God did marvelous things in John Newton's life. God's grace rescued him and worked salvation for him. My entire hope for the future, as well as my source of peace, is that amazing grace that God grants, the grace that put Jesus Christ on the cross for all of us. It is because of that grace that we can all confidently sing the last verse of John Newton's most famous hymn. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for loving us enough to provide the grace that works salvation for all of those who receive it. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all. 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.